أولا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ثانيا صباح الخير. وثالثا أرجو أن تكونوا عملتوا كويس بالامتحان. أدونا أبالي هو البكتر بور ديزيز إزيد دايركت ناس مش هيك نو كومنت مش هيك Okay. Now we are going to start or to continue our lecture regarding the prevention of disease. And as you remember, we started or we discussed prevention of disease and we classified it into three levels, primary, secondary, and tertiary, in addition to the primordial, depending upon the mechanism, depending upon the natural history of the disease. Okay? For each prevention, there is A, there is weakness, there is target, and so on. Now we are going to continue, of course, the prevention, and I am sure you can differentiate it between these three terms, elimination, eradication, as well as control. Today we are going to continue the prevention of the disease, but from other point of view, depending or according to the chain of event. And you remember the chain of event and things that included in this chain of event. Of course, when you would like to do any prevention of disease, always we are looking, or we are, yes, we are looking to find the weakest point or the weakest area in the chain of event of this disease. So to identify, first of all, we would like to identify the weakest point or at least one point, it doesn't matter. So we can attack or we can prevent disease by looking or by attacking this weak area or this weak point. So in order to know the weakest point, in another word, we have to have a sound information, sound epidemiological information regarding this disease. So we have to find, we have to have full knowledge about the value of the, about the magnitude or the value of the disease in community, you know, prevalence, incidence, and so on and so on. Okay. And also its distribution time and the place, time, place, and person. Okay. In addition, we are going to know, or we have to know, the multifactorial causation for so many diseases. For infectious, there is infectious agent, but why this agent attacking me, not you? So there is some factor that make me more liable for this. In another word, I have to know the multifactorial causation of the disease, and then I have to find the source of infection and mode of transmission. I should know how the disease have been transmitted, and all these we need. For all these, we need to create, to initiate, or to institute, to create, or to initiate a program for prevention of a disease, a sound program or method for controlling the measurement, depending upon the knowledge, our sound knowledge, epidemiological knowledge of this disease. Okay, of course, the choice of method, I have knowledge, but also I have to look another things. I have knowledge, but I have to look whether I have availability of this measure. I could apply it or availability of a preventive measure. In addition, the efficacy, kafa'a, maybe I have more than one measure. So I choose the one which is good, having a good efficacy. Efficacy of this measurement. And in addition, acceptance. by the population and among Pinabulo and men who have here prohibited or they don't accept it. So acceptability of this measure by the community or by the population. Okay, so effective control of disease need, as I said, need a complete or a sound knowledge, epidemiological knowledge about the causation of the disease. But I should not stay until I know all the causation of the disease, particularly for the chain of evil. So even if I have one area, even if I have one, I know the causation and how can I attack it. In this case, I have to go through. And the best example, you know it, I am sure, regarding the history, regarding the cholera that happened in London and how John Snow stopped the cholera. He does not know the causative agent or the pathological causative agent. Just he found out it is transmitted by some water when he stopped the cholera had been done and done. So removal or elimination of single causation may be quite enough. In another word, we should never stay until I have a full knowledge about all causation. So should not delay because of incomplete or lack of knowledge. I have to try my best. And this is what happened in COVID. Day by day, so they started even by single measure. So disease control involve all measurements. What's the aim of the disease control? To prevent, of course, or reduce the illness. So in this case, to prevent or decrease the incidence of disease, definitely decrease or eliminate the prevalence, and also the consequences or the complication of this disease. Prevention of disease is not a simple thing. It's not easy. It needs support by so many persons. It needs support. So in this case, community participation is very, very important. Supporting by community. الشيء اللي أنت تعمله تحبه أكثر لما أكثر ما أجيب لك إياه. فإذا when the community participate in preventing the disease in their community, they will do it in the best way, of course, as much as possible. So community participation, political support, of course, is now we say it needs financial, it needs some blowers, so many things. So political from the ministry or from the upper head, political support we need it also. In addition, it's not done. Prevention of disease is not done by only the Ministry of Health, not only by you as a medical doctor, but it is intersectional coordination. من صارت الكورونا, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Transportation, كل العالم, كل ministries, they are intercoordinated with each other. Coordination, intersectoral coordination, السياحة وغيرها والمطاعم وكل كل. فإذا it needs intersectoral coordination in the community. So it is it's not a simple thing in the prevention of disease. As I told you, today we are going to discuss according to the chain of events. So broadly speaking, we are going to attack any point in this chain of events. So we are going to prevent the transmission of the disease through any point of this. We are going to see the agent, how can we attack it, and also to see the reservoir or the source infection. We try to stop the source of infection. And also, we try to stop the transmission of the disease. And the last, we have to see the susceptible. How can we protect the susceptible person or prevent the occurrence of the disease among the susceptible person? So this is the general prevention. Coming to the agent, first of all, in the chain of event. What can we do for the agent is to kill the agent, of course. This is by sterilization or disinfection. What's the difference between the two terms? Can anybody tell me? Shun Farah.
Before the agent?
Before appearance. And sterilization before appearance of agent? Wow, disinfection. بالعربي sterilization تعقيم. مش هيك؟ Disinfection تطهير. Okay, so what's the difference between the two? يلا يلا. مش كده ولو. Okay, sterilization تعقيم. Completely destroying all the pathogenic organisms. All the microorganisms, including the spore. So this ما فيها بالمرة ما في ولا شيء. Okay, so it is destroying all the viable microorganism, including the bacterial stock, killing all form of living organism. So that's why in the surgical theater, they do sterilization of instrument, or anywhere in medical and surgical, they do sterilization of instrument. Disinfection اللي احنا كنا نستعملها في وقت كورونا. Okay? So, in this, we kill certain microorganisms, not all. Okay? Not included the spore. In sterilized disinfection, only killing certain pathogenic. And not the spore. Not necessarily all microbial. يعني لما قالوا لنا استعملوا يوكلوري in the COVID-19 ما قالوا لنا استعملوا ديتون في حين الديتون يقتل بكتيريا but كلورين فقط احنا interest in COVID-19 so this is killing the infectious agent outside the body so sterilization and disinfection this is the difference between the two. For this infection, we have two types, concurrent disinfection and terminal disinfection. But also we have another type, we call it recurrent or prophylactic disinfection. What's the difference between concurrent and terminal? Yalla, what's the difference between the two?
Concurrent?
Aywa. What's
different?
What's terminal?
Terminal
خلاص ما راح يجي. ما راح يجي خلاص مش هيك؟ مثل terminal بالطيارة. Okay. What concurrent?
بس هاي اللحظة.
Concurrent disinfection. It is a disinfection of the material that excreted by the patient concurrent. It means the patient is still موجود. Concurrent, متزامن. مش هيك كلمة بالعربي؟ متزامن مع وجود patient. بينما terminal ما في more patient. فهمتوا؟ This is the difference between them. هلا عيد. رح عيد. Okay, so the concurrent it is a disinfection that's done for the killing the agent of destroying the agent from the material that excreted by the patient. Disinfected, and still there is patient. His urine, his organ, it doesn't matter. The sputum, the stool, all these excretion should be destroyed before we throw it anywhere else. This is one. And also, this too, if I touch this, I am infected person, I touch this, so it should be concurrent disinfection, concurrent, before it be used by any other person. So, in another word, the disease agent is destroyed as soon as it is released from the body. Still, there is a body, there is a patient. And in this way, further spread of the disease is diminished, decreased, reduced. So when you touch it, you will not get the infection, okay? Because it is already destroyed. So in another word, concurrent, it is throughout the course of the illness. This infection that applies throughout the course of the illness. Still, the patient is available. Still, he or she is ill. Okay. On the other hand, the terminal, it means there is no more patient. Okay? There is no more patient. So why there is no more patient? It's either the patient had been cured, so he is not apt as a source of infection, or the patient is dying. So there is no source of infection. Or the patient had been removed or transferred to the other hospital. Okay? So this is about, so there is no patient. So application of this infection means after the patient had been removed by death or hospital, go to the other hospital, or cease to be as, stop to be as a source of infection, or he had been transferred to the other hospital, okay? Isolated to the other hospital. So this is the terminal infection. Terminal, مثل ما قالت زميلتكم, نهائي, at end. Precurrent or prophylactic, this is this infection. And in cholera, they are doing, they do increase the chlorination of water, yes, before occurrence, to prevent occurrence of the disease. Okay, so disinfection of water by chlorine or pasteurization of water and washing hand. وهذا كل اللي حدث عندنا بالنسبة للwashing hand and all other things. كنا نمسح الأبواب والشبابيك during corona. Okay, now we finish with the agent. Coming to the other part of the circle of the infectious circle, that is the reservoir. And you remember we said reservoir could be man, animal, or inanimate, and whether man or animal could be either a case or carrier. Okay? Could be either a case or carrier, and in this case we are going to see how can we deal with the reservoir or source of infection from the prevention point of view. So controlling the reservoir, if the first link in the chain of event in the whole agent is weak, okay, logically the most desirable control measure is of course the source of infection. And اللي يهمني أول ما صار كذا طيب وين source, you are going to look for the source. Definitely this is your aim. So the most desirable control measure could be illuminated the reservoir or illuminated the source of infection, okay, if it is possible. We said a reservoir of infection or animal, reservoir of infection could be animal or human. If it's animal, it is easy, slaughtering or killing the animal and we will finish. But of course, this is not the case when the human is a reservoir of infection. So there is certain thing we have to do it when the for the reserve work. First of all, definitely, just now I told you, you are going to look for the reserve work. You are going to every diagnosis. Every diagnosis. And then a notification. All this has been occurred during COVID, okay? So you can see the step. Early diagnosis, notification, isolation of the patient, treatment, quarantine, surveillance, and disinfection, or almost we mentioned just now. All these things directed to reduce the quantity of the agent available in the source of infection. So the aim is to reduce the quantity. When I reduce it, it means to, when I reduce it, it means I am decrease the transmission of the disease to the community. Always we are talking about the community, not about the one patient, okay? So early diagnosis and case finding, rapid identification of the first stage in the control, in the communicable disease is the cornerstone. Here it says, cornerstone in the prevention of the infectious disease is to identify the source of infection. Of course, you know, identification from clinical signs and symptoms, and also from the laboratory tests and many other investigations to confirm the diagnosis, definitely. So every diagnosis we need it, why? Of course, to treat the patient, as we mentioned previously, and also it needs for epidemiological investigation. What do we mean by epidemiological investigation is tracing the people to identify or tracing the source of the infection, to know the index case, the index in the journal, and from the non-index, I can identify the primary case. You remember, we said in epidemiology, we have index, we have a primary, we have secondary cases, if you remember. Okay, so to identify the primary source of infection. Okay, and then accordingly to study the time, place, and person, because we said to trace the epidemiological tracing of the source of infection. So study the time, place, and person distribution of the cases. وهذا تذكروا بالكورونا بالكورونا لما لك دول الأرسام يتجول من ألمان مثل من هنا وكلها they are following all these steps. So in this case tracing death and then to establish the prevention and control. راحوا على عوائلهم راحوا هون راحوا هون to establish the prevention and control in order to minimize the disease in that community. So this is early diagnosis, notification, طبعاً. I am saying all these have been faced by you during COVID. Okay, notification is important. Important source of epidemiological information. Okay, so it enables early detection of the disease outbreak. So in this case, I can diminish or minimize the transmission of the disease by taking prevention. Once infectious disease has been identified or confirmed, it should be notified. To whom? Should be notified to. We have two notification. To the local authority, okay, to local authority and also to the international health regulation, to the WHO, we have to inform. Of course, notification as a general notification of disease differ from country to country. It's not only from country to country, it's differ from time to time. In the same country, it may be different. Okay, so disease notification may vary or differ from country to country, under even within the same country under different. So usually disease which is considered a serious or dangerous disease to the public, it should be notified. This is the important, and we said we either notify to the local authorities or and also to the international. And this is what happened during COVID. Now, reporting, of course, notified and reporting document. It should be reported. Okay, this is so. To whom I should report? Okay, of course, to the local health authority if it is for a human. للوزارة الصحة والأضرار. If it is a disease in animal, okay, I have to report to the veterinary or to the agricultural authority. If it is zoonotic disease, here and there, man and animal, so in this case, I have to make reporting to both of them. And also, we should never forget that we have to report to the WHO also. This is reporting. What's the aim of the reporting is to have information about the disease in that community, definitely, and also to compare between one country and the other, between different countries, and even to compare in different time for my country, before what, 6 months and now, for example. So this is comparing. I have, first of all, to have appropriate, to have information in order to get appropriate measure of prevention and also to compare with the other country. Now, we have isolation and we have quarantine. What's the difference between both? Or they are the same? Is quarantine and isolation is same? No. Okay, what's the difference? What do we mean by isolation? These two terms is very important. What's isolation? Patient. Isolate the patient. You mean? Okay, what about the quarantine?
نعزلهم في بيوت.
نعم.
ضلوا في بيوتهم.
هذه نحن شفناها. Both the two terms are different in so many things. Okay? As Rafat and as your colleague, she said, it is isolation, yes, it is done for patient. For patient. Okay? So, definition of isolation is separation of patient during period of communicability. So I put him highly isolated during the period. This is very important. During the period of ما خلي طول الأمر ولا خلي يعني يصير الإنسان وسمتم disappear. Maybe بالعكس disappear وخليه بعد. فإذا أخلي I will isolate the patient شوفوا الكلام during the period of communicability هو during of infected person or animal from other such place or in under certain condition. Why do we do like that? Because to prevent or limit transmission of the disease. To prevent or limit the direct or indirect transmission of the disease. But this is very, very important. So it is separation of the patient during period of communicability. Okay, this is very important. Okay, to prevent the direct or indirect transmission of the disease from the of course, from the infected, from the patient, to the susceptible person. To the susceptible person or to whom I spread the agent. Okay. In general, infection from a human or animal can be done by physical isolation by his body. It means physical isolation. And also not only isolated him, of course, I have to treat him, treating the patient, keep him under treatment. And treatment until he is free from the infection. This is what happened. إلى أن يطلع PCR ماله نيجاتيف يلا يطلقوا استراحة من المستشفى اللي كان بالكوفيد. فإذا treating him, isolated him, physically isolated and treated him until he become free from the infection. This is done provided that the case and carrier proceed. The source of infection could be case or carrier. The provided that the case and carrier could be easily detected, but you know there is so many cases, it is difficult to be detected. And not only that, regarding the carrier, its volume supposed to be not so big, because it will be very huge task to be done. So carrier rate is low. This is condition. What's the purpose, definitely? The purpose or the aim of isolation, definitely. It is to minimize the transmission of the disease from the infected to the susceptible person. This is to protect, in order to protect the community. Okay? Where do we do isolation? I am sure you know it. You can do it at home or at hospital. At hospital, either there is a general hospital for infectious disease, or there is department specific for the infectious disease. Definitely, isolation of the patient is better to be done at a hospital, because just now we said they are, he will be, he or she, it doesn't matter, be subjected to continuous investigation, continuous exam as well as treatment until he become free of the infectious agent. Otherwise, we can isolate him at the home. So hospital isolation is better than the home isolation. As we say, duration of the isolation, how long? خلي إلى أبد الأبدين. No, from the beginning we said, during the period of communicability. How long the communicability period of this disease? Of course, this is also still a difficulty, or until the effectiveness of chemotherapy is applied, antibiotic, he got better, so I can. So, on the other hand, isolation of patient having have limited value. مش كثير يعني but have value. Why? Why? You know, we see that many diseases highly communicable during the incubation period. You remember, we see. So in another word, there is no sign and symptom. I can't come isolate him. Or when I isolate him, that disease already disseminated to the population, okay? So, first of all, many diseases are highly communicable during the early stage incubation period, for example. The exact period of communicability is not known in many, many, many diseases, okay? In addition, the carrier of infective agent may go undetected while therefore it is the characteristic of the carrier. Always he or she is undetected as he had no sign and symptom. And also not only that, you remember from the previous lecture, we said the mild cases is more dangerous for the community because they can go here and there without notice by other people and they already disseminated they already disseminated the pathogenic agent in the community. Okay, for that reason, currently they replace it by what do we call it, surveillance, الرصد الوبائي, epidemiological surveillance. But still, they use it when there is a dangerous and very rapid disease. They do it, but they replace it by the surveillance. What's surveillance? What is الرصد الوبائي? It is collection. So you can see أنا اللي حدث بالكورونا. Collection of the يوم يتشوفون. And analyzing. Okay? هل قد صار يوم كل يوم كل يوم كل يوم وميلوفينيا والكراكون ومؤتة والكراكون عمان كلها analyzing. Okay? This collection, analyzing, interpretation. Okay? Why it happened? ليش صار بعمان؟ لأنه overcrowding والمولات وسكرون المولات. Okay? And then dissemination, information, نشوفها يومية كنا نشوفها daily of information. And this will lead to plan and implementing and evaluating the health program. So planning for the prevention and implementing لا implement لا يعني أعمله يعني بالعربي carrying it يعني بمعنى implementing okay and then evaluating the health program depending on the surveillance which is collection analysis and interpretation in addition to the dissemination of the health information. Implementing إجراء. Okay. Now coming to still we are in the reservoir of course. Treatment and prophylaxis. What can I do? I will treat the patient, definitely. So many communicable diseases have been controlled by effective treatment. The use of drugs, why do we do that? To cure, of course, the clinical signs and symptoms of patient and prevent its complication, definitely. And limit the progress, it means to decrease the complication. And also objective is to kill the infectious agent from the source of infection and then to prevent in the reservoir and prevent its dissemination to the other people. In another word, to shortening the period of communicability. When I shorten the period of communicability, it means the number of persons that being exposed to infection or who were infected, secondary infection, it will be decreased. Secondary cases will be decreased. When it is still in the reservoir before dissemination, okay? It reduces the period of communicability already and limit the transmission and short duration of illness and prevent secondary cases. Okay. So also we can treat the carrier. Okay. Okay. And for treatment, we have either treat the patient. Or in some cases, we call it, we have individual treatment or mass treatment. Mass treatment means a lot of population be treated at the same time. This is occurs in malaria and also in trachoma in South Africa because it's a problem, okay? So they give antibiotic for all patients in the area. When there is a case, they give antibiotic for all population in that area, whether he diseased or not diseased, whether he exposed or not exposed. So that's why they call it mass treatment. Mass treatment, it means for the whole population. Best example, trachoma. This is regarding treatment. Now, coming to the other term that we said, it is quarantine. I ask you what's the difference between quarantine and isolation. Already we mentioned the isolation. Now what's quarantine? Can anybody tell me? Yalla. Yalla, yalla, yalla. It is Hajar Sahi, yes, I know it is Hajar. But what's the difference from it, from the isolation?
Well, people, but Sadiq, isolation to come to patient.
Yes. What do you mean by well people?
Good. مش disease. ما معهم مرض عادي يعني.
مش disease.
ما معهم disease.
Okay. Okay. What else? What else?
Duration.
شو اسم duration? What's the duration? That one incommunicability period. What about this duration? Again, what do you mean by it? Shoo, smitch.
Tasneem.
Mina?
Tasneem.
Tasneem.
Tasneem. Okay, Tasneem. Thank you. Okay. Khalouna next. Okay. Quarantine is done for the healthy person. Mehna. Who has been exposed? وانتم ما صارتكم بس دولة اللي كانوا during كورونا اللي خاصة دولة اللي كانوا بالكلينيكال لما واحد مني انصاب اوكي كل زملاء سووا لهم كارنتين اذا تتذكرون عندكم كثير وانت اوكي فكارنتين الحاجة الصحية yes so it is For a well people with a magalat sleep, okay? A person who were exposed to the communicable disease. هاي أول شيء عرفنا. الشيء الثاني, the period. During the longest incubation, ما يبقوها على طول. لا. الكورونا كانت مثلا 5 إلى 7 أيام أو 7 إلى 14 يوم. يخلوهم 14 يوم. Okay, 2 weeks. Longest incubation period. إذا ماكو sign and symptom طلعت after longest incubation period, يلا يطلقون سراحة. Otherwise, if there is a sign and symptom appear, of course, they will treat them. So this is the quarantine. It is defined as limitation of freedom. خلوهم ما ولا يروحون ولا يجون اوكي حطوا of movement in a such a well person من مجال التسنين or domestic حتى الانيمال exposed to the communicable disease for a period of time not longer than the longest incubation period of the disease okay in such a way to prevent effective Okay, contact with those, okay, who are not exposed. ولهذا هم بس أخذوا المجموعة اللي كان وياهم. It happened in our يعني بالكلية عندنا بس اللي كانوا داير مدائر مع زملاء فحتى يمنعهم contact with the other. فالmovement they stop or they isolated them. Okay. Prevent their movement. But أهم شيء أنهم في مجال التسنين well person or healthy person who have been exposed and the period of during the longest period of incubation period. Okay, until so it is also applied to the by health authority or كلكم تعرفون بالايرفورت اكون اعملون حاجة اوكي بالشيب والايركرافت او بالترين او بيس حتى كانوا اذا تذكرون السيارات اللي تجي من بلد لبلد يسيرون تمام يعملوا لهم كارنتين so prevent disease or reservoir of a disease of course not only the human for the animal also they do it In contrast to the isolation, quarantine applied to restriction on the healthy contact of the infectious person to the healthy contact. Now also it is placed by the surveillance, but still we are using it. Now these are the source. We are coming to the measure for the carrier. You know, the carrier is difficult to be identified because of so many things. Of course, first of all, detection. Definitely, I have to detect the carrier. We have three ways: detection, exclusion from the work, and then treatment, if it is possible. Okay. Detection of the carrier is important because he or she act as a source of infection. Okay. Important reservoir of infection. The value of detection of the carrier depend on its proportion in the community, of course. If the proportion is high, I have to detect it as early as possible. This is one. And also detection of the carrier is important from his or her occupation. شغلتها. وانتوا أكيد كلكم تعرفون أنه أهل المطاعم كل سنة أو كل فترة يطلعون يعملوا لهم test for the typhoid because of the carrier to detect whether they are carrier or not, that those who are working in the restaurant. So, occupation of the carrier and its closeness to the contact because of food handler and so working. This is in the community. Also, those in the school or in daycare, the young people, old people, some daycare, but they have to be subjected always for the examination to detect whether they are carrier or not. Now, coming to exclusion, of course, when it is positive, we have to exclude them from their work. And best example can be restaurants and those food handlers in case of typhoid. Okay. And then, of course, we have to do treatment applied to the carrier state if it is possible. Now, coming to the third area in the chain of event, in the chain, which is transmission of disease. So we finish agent, we finish source, now coming to the transmission of disease. What we are going to do is to interrupt or stop the transmission of the interruption or stopping the transmission of the disease. A major aspect of communicable disease control related to the breaking the chain of transmission. Again and again, this is what happened by John Snow. He stopped the transmission of disease and then the disease died. This may be changing some of the components, various component of the environment, as in education, Malaysia, Ukra, so many things in this case. Okay. So to prevent the infective agent from patient or carrier from the entering to the body to the susceptible person, for example, water, or sanitation of water to prevent gastrointestinal. Water treatment will eliminate these diseases, gastrointestinal, cholera, and hepatitis A, and so on. Of course, depending on the level of pollution, this may be vary from one country to the country, and the chlorination, of course, differ from one area to the area. Now, for food handler, for foodborne disease, you remember, we have particularly the best thing is personal hygiene. Personal hygiene or also hygiene status for all the food and also refrigeration of the food and cooking of the food and all these things are related to the foodborne disease we have to follow it. When the disease is vector-borne disease, the lictatulia, some of it, polia, it's direct transmission, I don't know. Okay? Okay. Control measure should be directed pulmonary by to the vector to stop its breeding place. Okay? Again, it means the breeding places of the vector. In this case, I can't control. Of course, I should not forget the to control the stray dog, stray dog, الكلاب السائبة بالشوارع, control cattle and pets and so many other things that is related to the vector-borne disease. Now, a droplet and the droplet nuclei, because the dissemination of disease, particularly for the droplet nuclei, you remember we said it is disseminated to the huge area, so it is difficult, little bit difficult. So what can we do here? Just early diagnosis, ممكن نسكت, and the treatment of the patient, in addition to the personal hygiene and handling secretion and excretion. Just now we mentioned that this disinfection, applying disinfection. Okay. Now measuring applied to the environment as a whole, chlorination, sanitary, sewage disposal, and rodent control in addition to the vector. This is in general for the environment. Now coming to the last area in the chain of event, which is the susceptible person, you and me. It is the third link in the chain of transmission, the susceptible person. Okay, of course we have specific and non-specific, specific measure and non-specific measure. From its name, ممكن نسكت بنتي, specific from its name, it is a measure directed to particular disease, definitely, to the particular health problem or specific health problem. On the other hand, in, of course here we have vaccination, active and passive vaccine, in addition to the prophylaxis. While in non-specific, all these measurements, it's for many, many diseases. Of course, health education. Already you remember we mentioned previously, good nutrition, personal hygiene, protective against accident, adequate housing, recreation facility, suitable working condition, of course, periodic selection, examination, and legislative. What's recreation facility? What do we mean by recreation? Huh? صيانة.
لا
rehabilitation. What's recreation? أيوة. Recreation, ترفيه, recreation facility, okay, كل for ترفيه, okay. Now coming to the vaccine, as you know, we have active and passive vaccines, but there is certain disease only can be prevented by only by vaccine, Solalec or only. These are polio, tetanus, diphtheria, and measles. It is given during infancy and childhood. And to reduce the number of susceptible persons, in this case, when we give vaccine, of course, the number of susceptible persons is reduced. In another word, herd immunity is increased. You remember we mentioned this in the previous lecture. Okay, and there is a vaccine which is given only to the risk people, okay, and also there is a vaccine that given in certain defined geographical area, example of yellow fever. Okay, passive immunization, we have a lot of things, okay, hyperimmune, immunoglobulin, and we have anti-serum, all these things. This passive immunity, you know it, and استعجل لأنه أعرف الوقت almost finished. It gives immunity for a very short period, 1 to 6. لا خلصت يا آخر slide, yes. Okay. So in this case, we give it, and then in most of cases, أنت راح تقروها أكيد, because you know it. In some cases, we can give it both active and passive. Okay, for example, in the test B. Chemo prophylaxis, you know what you mean by chemo prophylaxis. Okay.